As Fruitvale Station attempts to shed light on what it means to be an African-American male in Oakland, there's a local exhibit that takes a deeper look at another often misrepresented community, and that's Muslim women around the world. It's called Muslima, Muslim Women's Arts and Voices, and it's at the International Museum of Women, based here in San Francisco. Well, it's virtually based here because the museum is actually online. For this latest exhibit, the museum partnered with museums in Denmark, the Philippines, and the United Arab Emirates to reach out to painters, authors, poets, writers, sculptors, artists of all kinds in a mass movement of self-expression. The result is an eclectic online exhibit of art reflecting the complexity of what it means to be a Muslim woman, spiritually, socially, sexually, artistically, away from what the mainstream media brings to our screens. San Francisco author Samina Ali curated the exhibit. She came by our studios and I asked her why she felt the exhibit was necessary. And full disclosure here, I was chosen to be part of this exhibit.
I spoke recently to a large group of graduate students here in San Francisco. And one of the questions I asked this group of intellectuals is, what is the first image you have when I ask you about a Muslim woman? And intellectuals in San Francisco,
at Stanford,
yes, said they're weak, they're veiled, they lack agency, they're submissive, they're illiterate. So if you think this is what's happening here, what's happening elsewhere with groups who aren't intellectuals, with groups who aren't actively trying to undo these stereotypes? If these are the first thoughts that come to their mind when I say Muslim woman, that's problematic. And it means that we as a nation have deeply internalized our image, a very disempowering, very disrespectful even, image of Muslim women. So one of the things that the exhibition is trying to do is to bring together all of these voices of Muslim women and to present them unfiltered. And I think that I want to underline unfiltered because it's Muslim women speaking directly, whether it's through their art or through their writing or through their activism, to the viewers who come to the exhibition. And you will see through the diversity of voices and the diversity of expressions that Muslim women live these very rich lives. Not every woman is facing the same issues. And in fact, every woman faces a different set of issues depending on where she lives in the world, just as anyone else does.
Which sounds a little ridiculous to have to say. Like, you're sitting there saying, you know, these women have different, you know, lives. You know, why would that be kind of a given for anyone else? But it has to be stated like that when you're talking about Muslim women.
It's an unfortunate ramification of 9/11, I think. And I think also it goes back to pre-9/11 with, you know, the history of imperialism in the Middle East. And I mean, when you think about the images that came out for Muslim women and the harem, for example. And so I think then you had Muslim women as being overly sexualized.
So you've chosen a group of artists, writers that are local to San Francisco, and where? Tell me about that.
Well, what we wanted to do was choose. The museum has partnered with three other museums. Those other three museums are in Denmark, in the Philippines, and in the United Arab Emirates. And in the four cities, including San Francisco, we wanted to have between 10 to 15 representatives from the local area who are artists, emerging leaders, women, Muslim women who are really bringing, you know, really contributing. And so those women are all part, and these women also represent, and this is an important part of the exhibition, they represent the future. This is the current young generation of Muslim women.
For our exhibit, for our portions of the exhibit as Muslima ambassadors, you made us write 6-word memoirs, which was so hard to do. So, as our fearless leader, I want you to think of one right now.
Oh, my God.
6-word memoir. This is payback.
Oh, my God. Payback, indeed. I guess in 6 words, when I look at what I've been doing for over a decade, my 6-word memoir would have to be creating a better future for children.
And that kind of leads into my last question for you. You have a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Is everything you're doing in terms of your activism and your writing and now the exhibit for her?
I actually have 2 children. I have my son is 13 and my daughter is 4.
And you feel this is equally important for the boy.
Absolutely.
And for the girl, not just important
no,
for her.
It's so important for both of them. I think that religion is so personal. Faith is one of the most personal things. And what's unfortunately happened with the Muslim community is that something that is so deeply personal has become one of the most public spaces. And how do you then take that back and make it personal? And how do you not define yourself based on what others are saying? So yes, it's important for me, because I have both a boy and a girl, to start helping them to define themselves, especially when they hear so many negative things about who they are.